silently, and under cover of darkness, nature's highly efficient pest control mechanism works diligently to hold down the populations of mice, rats, voles, and other unwelcome rodents among us. That would be barn owls and their brethren. But we humans have intervened, introducing powerful rodenticide poisons, and made a mess of the natural system. Alex Godbee, director of the Hungry Owl Project, is working to restore that balance.
I was seeing animals, particularly birds, coming in with secondary poisoning. That's when they eat a rodent that's been poisoned by rodenticide and become sick and sometimes fatally sick. Some of them we were able to rehabilitate and put back into the wild, but my question at that time was, is the environment safe that we release them into? So I studied the Hungry Owl Project as a way to educate the public about the dangers of rodenticide poisoning in the environment.
Because small rodents are an important food for many predators, not just owls, Godbee says poisoning them created unintended consequences that rippled well up the food chain.
Rodents are a prey for many creatures, from herons and egrets to bobcats, coyotes, foxes, raccoons, hawks, eagles, falcons, you name it. It poses a real danger to the wildlife out there that's actually already controlling the rodent population and doing a great job at it.
Instead of chemical warfare, Godbee advocates an all-natural five-step action plan to control unwanted rodent populations.
One is to prevent. Second is excluding. Rats and mice get into homes. They can get into a space at 1/4 inch. So by blocking and excluding them from getting in to start with, snap traps where necessary inside the building, protecting habitat for beneficial predators that are already doing the job in the surrounding areas, and then attracting beneficial predators where appropriate, like putting up an owl box, for instance.
Owl boxes have become a central tool for the Hungry Owl Project, which offers instructions on how to build them, as well as selling the boxes directly from their website at hungryowl.org.
Each box costs $115, and they're specially designed by the Hungry Owl Project, which we found field-tested and works incredibly well. If it's in a location that's exposed on a post, for instance, we put a little white sunroof on top to reflect the heat and sun.
Godbee adds that the boxes are especially well matched with barn owls, which can consume literally thousands of mice and rats annually.
We focus mainly on barn owls because we can attract them by erecting owl boxes. They're cavity nesters, so they very readily take to a simulated nest. They're also non-territorial, so you can put up as many boxes as there's rodent for them to eat.
Nesting boxes also help support the native populations of the owls, which are fairly strong in the North Bay but struggling elsewhere.
In Northern California, we're very lucky to have a very healthy population, and one of the aims of the Hungry Owl Project is to maintain that healthy population. But in other parts of the state, they've declined drastically since 1960 and are actually on the endangered list or threatened list in 7 states.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.